ketchup with the fries. And we're back!
Oh, look at you starting things up.
You're taking too long. I was too excited to not say we're back!
To be honest, it's because I was trying to figure out if I had a booger in my nose or not. And I was like, do I need to clean this before we start?
Jeez Louise.
But I guess we're not. No time to clean. We got a podcast to get to.
Heck yeah.
What's going on, Fry Guys?
Hey,
welcome back to another episode of Ketchup
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
And I'm Blair. We missed you guys.
I know. A whole week off. You know, it's...
It feels so long when we have a week off. Like, it's like we come back and we're like, what did we talk about last? Like, when did we do that? Was that 2022 when we last podcasted? It feels so long ago.
Seems like it. Yeah, just one week in between. Man, that really does take a... Seems like a very long time.
I know. But we're back.
But we're back!
Woo-hoo! And it's been a very eventful 2 weeks.
We've been doing a lot. Yeah, 100%.
We've done so much. It's been great. It's been busy.
We'll dive into it.
Let's do it. Let's first, y'all know we got to start off with a little gratitude.
Hashtag
if you're new here, we like to start every week off with a little thank God it's Friday.
Gratitude.
And we share something we're thankful for this week. So hit it.
What are you thankful for?
Woo.
Yeah. Woo.
All right. What are you thankful for this week?
This week, I am thankful for being on day shift.
Woo!
Working day shift again. It's been awesome.
It really has been the best thing ever.
It's a crazy, like being on straight nights. I don't think I've been on straight nights since ever, since Nashville. My first assignment ever, I was on
straight nights.
All I did work was nights.
Well, that's what you've been working the last like 6 months. What do you mean?
I haven't. Have you? Were you listening to me, girl? I said it. I haven't worked straight nights.
Oh, since Nashville. I was like, you literally just were working straight nights.
No,
I thought. I don't know what I thought.
Yeah, but I haven't worked straight nights since Nashville in 2019. Every other assignment has either been days or rotating.
Oh,
so I've been days and nights. So you're the little best of both worlds, which I'm cool with too. Whatever.
I'm not.
but being back on days have been, it's so nice. It's, I don't even know. It's just great.
Yeah. We don't have to eat the early bird dinner anymore.
Early bird special.
No 4:30 p.m. dinners. We eat at 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
It's perfect.
And then on my days off, I'm waking up at like 7:30. I have the whole day ahead of me and I'm able to kickstart my day. It's awesome.
It honestly, I mean, granted it's been 1 week, but like this week itself, at least it's like helped me too. Cause I feel like you get up. You take the puppies out before you leave at like what, 5:30?
Yeah.
5:30-ish. And then they come back to bed. And I feel like around like 7:30, Willow starts like kind of getting antsy. Like she's like, all right, your girl's hungry. Let's go. So then we've been getting up at like 7:30, which for me is like, I'm usually like a midnight to 8 a.m. girl. Sometimes
and then you don't
later,
get out of bed till 9.
Sometimes when you know, when you
yes.
are night shift, though, sometimes my bedtime would start getting pushed back to like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Because
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't want to go to bed. I'm going to be scared and blah, blah, blah. Or like I'm talking to you. And then all of a sudden it's 2 a.m. Those are the days that, yeah, I stay in bed till like 9 because I'm exhausted.
Right.
So going to bed, we've been going to bed at like 11. Like going upstairs at 10:30, going to sleep at 11. Me.
Yeah, you.
We as in me and the dogs.
I pass out.
Not you. You're going to sleep at like 8:30.
9 o'clock. I come home. I'm like, I'm exhausted.
That's the funny thing. Like, I feel like in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to have so much more time together. Like the days Luke works. Because night shift, I don't see you at all except for like 2 hours when you wake up before you leave for work. Like
right.
you would wake up at like... 3-ish,
yeah,
and go to and leave for work at 5. So it's just 2 hours. Like I see you, you're chilling, and then like I cook dinner, we eat, and then you leave. It's kind of quick. So I was like, wow, now he's gonna be home at like 6:30. We're gonna have like 4 hours. You know, no, you're going to bed. You're like asleep on the couch at 8:30,
and
I'm
exhausted.
Like, I'm like, hey babe, why don't you just go to the bed? Like go upstairs and get.
It's
comfy.
Great because then I get my 7 hours of sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's
our great. Couch is very comfy.
It is,
but
very comfy.
I'm like, just go upstairs and then fall asleep for good and wake up in the morning.
Fall asleep for good.
Yeah, because if you keep falling asleep on the couch, you're gonna have to wake up eventually to move.
Very true.
So not actually much more time on days that he's working,
right.
but it's great because then the day after you work, You just wake up. You don't have to sleep till you don't have to sleep till noon, and right. I don't see you for half a day.
And I'm not groggy and all yeah. over the place.
It's like happy Luke.
And the whole like, I love the speed of day shift too. It's I forgot how fun it is because it's more. I'm on my. It goes by so fast.
That's
let's just put it that way. It's like it goes by so quick. Yes, I'm doing things a lot more. There's a lot to do, but that I
feel like
that.
I would too.
Yeah.
Night shift. One,
it's
great, you're tired.
Slow, but it's tired.
Yeah, you're tired, so you're like fighting sleep.
Yeah,
and you're like
delusional.
Sometimes there's not much for you to do because it's like, oh, you just checked everything on this patient. Now they're going to sleep, so it's like you're just kind of chilling, waiting until your next thing to do.
How's your nursing career going?
It's good.
It seems like you're pretty into it.
I'm very knowledgeable of what happens in the hospitals. Okay, really, here's the thing. I remember your friend sent you a photo one day, one time of you sleeping on night shift.
Oh,
you were
yeah.
like at the desk just asleep. And I was like, how do you do it? And you told me because like sometimes there's just like lulls where you're just doing nothing. Not on day shift.
You're moving
going.
Like you hit that wall, but then it's like during the day, so you're still cruising. It's not like in the middle of the night when it's 2-3 in the morning. You're just like not doing anything and you're just like bobbing like. Hitting the desk.
Yeah.
You hear an alarm go off. Like,
is that
like,
me? Is that my patient?
But no, it feels great. I'm super thankful to be on days. I'm going to ride this train as long as I can. Hopefully they keep extending me with days. So.
I hope so too.
But yeah, it's been awesome.
I have a buddy to sleep with every night.
I know. Your protector.
I know.
El Protecto.
It's the best thing ever.
And then I have one more since it's
2 weeks. Okay.
My second one is I'm thankful for my new speakers.
Oh, yeah. They're
I got
cool.
new monitors for mixing and for listening to music. And wow, they freaking awesome. Like the fact that
they freaking awesome.
They're freaking. I said, did I not say there?
I heard they. Wow, they freaking awesome.
They freaking awesome, man. But no, it's great. Like I can put on my headphones and I can turn them off and then listen to monitors and it just sounds so good. And I'm excited for this new part of my mixing scheme.
You know what I will say? Now that you've gotten like the new speakers, you've got these like little wall soundproof thingy majiggies. You've got like, you're just like adding all this stuff. Now I feel like I can validate calling this a studio.
Dude, this is a studio.
Before it was an office. Yeah. You just had your
it's the bare laptop. Minimums.
Yeah, you just had it. We had desks and a laptop. Now I'm like, okay, now it looks more like a music studio.
This looks dope. That's a good setup.
No, it is. It's
pretty
super
sick
cool.
setup. Pretty sick setup. But yeah, super thankful for that. I just wanted to throw that one in there since we were off for last week.
Well, now I feel like I have to have to. Oh, but.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, I was going to say, speaking of music.
The sound of music?
Somebody. Oh, we did. Wait, hold that thought. Somebody has a new song coming out next
Ooh,
Friday.
That's true. It's
so I'm
going to
be a hype woman
yeah,
and I'm going to say,
you, girl.
Play that track, baby. Luke's new song
called Time
coming out next Friday.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Sound of Music.
Yeah,
then we'll get to what I'm thankful for. That's one thing I'm thankful for. Luke had never seen Sound of Music before.
I know all, like a lot of the tunes from it obviously because they're famous, but I've never seen it.
And so when my parents were here, well, we had that discovery when my parents were here because I think me and my mom love Sound of Music. And I was telling her that our friends just went to Austria and they did like a Sound of Music tour. And my mom was like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, you've seen Sound of Music, right? And Luke's like, no. And I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
So we're like, well, I know what we're watching as soon as we get back to Salt Lake City.
It was great.
It was good, right?
It's a really good
honestly,
movie.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. When it started, I've not seen that movie, honestly, probably since I was a kid.
Yeah.
When it started, I was like... Is it not as good as I remember? Like, is Luke going to be like, this is so dumb? Because
no,
of like, the like music at the beginning is more like serious. Like, I don't know. It gets better. I feel like as it
I
goes.
I mean, I like musicals. It's not that I don't like musicals. I just don't choose them as my first go-to.
Okay.
But I do enjoy it because, dude, Julie Andrews got some pipes.
She does.
She got some pipes.
Yeah, her voice is very good.
So good. It was so great. It was a great movie. I'm glad we got to watch it.
Me too.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
What are you thankful
for?
Switcheroo.
Two things since you did two and we were gone for 2 weeks. Well, I guess three things if I just said I was thankful you watched that. That doesn't count. Okay. First thing is I'm just thankful that my parents got to come visit.
Yeah.
It was so fun. My mom gave us a little housewarming gift and got us, well, we went together, but she paid for some new pillows for our patio, like balcony patio, because we had all the, we had just gotten all the furniture, but they had, there was no pillows out there. And so she's like, I want that to be my housewarming gift. So I want to get you new pillows. So we went,
looks great.
We went to like three, four different stores and we finally found the perfect ones. I love them.
The perfect pillows.
And then, so I'm thankful they got to come visit, see the new house. And then we got to go to Moab. It was so fun. Second thing I'm thankful for is my new Aura ring.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
It literally, like, it tracks so many things. Like, so many things.
Yeah? Like what?
I feel like you're going to want one.
I probably won't, but
you don't think so?
No, I got an Apple Watch. I use it all the time. I don't need, I just, I'm good.
You're like, I already know I'm healthy.
That's not what I'm saying.
I mean, it tracks, like, here, let me just read. I sent this to somebody yesterday, so let me just do a little recap. Okay.
El recapo.
It tracks your sleep.
Sleep.
Wake up to in-depth analysis of your sleep patterns and personalized tips to feel more energized every day. Tracks your heart rate and HRV. What's that? HRV.
I don't know.
Heart rate something, I bet. To detect any changes in your heart. Illness detection. It monitors shifts in your temperature and heart rate, so you can tell when you may be getting sick.
Interesting.
Right? Activity and recover from mountain climbing to meditating. I said that weird. To meditating. Or it tracks your daily movement while prioritizing balance and rest. That's what I like. Because, like, you know, with like an Apple Watch, it's like you have the same goal every day. Like, right, the same amount of steps, the same amount of this. The Aura ring, like, it takes into account your stress levels, how much sleep you got, and like things like that. And it changes every day, like your activity goal.
Right.
So if it's like, if I barely slept or something and I'm like stressed, I don't know, like it might be like, oh, like your body needs to rest a little bit. Or like if I'm getting, if it's like you're getting sick, your body needs to rest. But then days where it's like you got a great amount of sleep, like you're at your optimal, you got optimal sleep, like try to move more today because you have the energy, you know? So yeah, it's like, I really like that. I think that's super cool.
It actually is pretty cool.
And then women's health. It helps you understand your body across your cycle. And it partners with Natural Cycles, which is like the
natural birth control.
Yes. FDA cleared birth control app. But yeah, so it like checks your temperature every day and it like estimates when your next cycle will be, which is cool. And last but not least, stress. Our stress or a stress feature detects and tracks moments of stress to help you identify your unique stress triggers and recovery tactics so you can bounce back faster.
Wow.
I know. So it does a lot. And it obviously, it like also counts like your steps and things like that. So I'm excited.
That's pretty cool.
I'm excited to like
so much in a small little device.
I know. It, I feel like too, like it kind of is like a, almost a, not a mind game, but like, I think a lot of health is a mind game to some extent. Like the last couple of nights, there have been nights where I'm like, I feel like I slept terrible. Like, I feel like I just woke up constantly, you know? But then I look at Aura and it's like, while I was awake for like 40 minutes out of the whole night, like, it's like, I still got 8 hours and 5 minutes of sleep. And it's like, you got a 91% score of like optimal sleep. And I'm like, oh, really? So maybe I should get up and like move my body. Whereas like normally I'm like, I'm so tired, I'm going to go like rest a little this morning.
I'm
going
to go sleep on the couch.
No.
I'm going to move from the bed to the couch. No. I was a bed potato. Now I'm going to be a couch potato.
No, I'm just saying mornings that I wake up feeling exhausted, like I'm like, I'm going to have a slow morning and I will go sit on the couch and like get my laptop and like do stuff from the couch. But I feel like it's like, you got optimal rest. And I'm like, oh, I'm ready to take on the day.
Yeah, no, that's for sure just your mental. Because if you get up and do stuff every day. And
oh, I know. And I've realized that.
It'll continue to be a habit. It's more habitual too, so.
Yeah.
But now that you have something, it's good. Keeps you accountable. Now now you can't complain. I was too tired to use the Peloton. I was too tired to walk on my treadmill. I'm like, nah, dude, the Aura ring says you slept like a brick. So like.
No, I don't sleep like a brick though. Like last night I did get a good amount of sleep. But I usually average like however long I'm in bed, I sleep like 1 hour less than like that. Like I wake up throughout the night. So it's like 40 minutes to an hour less. Like you were in bed for 8.5 hours. Like when I first fell asleep to when I finally woke up could be like 8.5 or 9 hours. But like my actual sleep is usually around 8. Okay. Exactly. Huh. So anyways, that's what I'm thankful for.
Oh, no, that's cool.
All right.
It's a pretty cool ring.
Let's recap the week. We did a lot.
Yeah, 100%. Start with your parents being home. Welcome home.
Being in our home.
Yeah. Welcome to the humble abode.
Yeah. So my parents came to visit. They were here for about 5 days. Honestly, we chilled like the first 2 days. Like,
because I was working.
You were working and they really just wanted to come see our place. So we like, you know, walked around the neighborhood with the pups, walked to our, like my favorite coffee shop that's in the neighborhood, like walked by the lake, like did all that stuff. And then, right. like I said, me and my mom went and did some shopping. We hit up Target, Home Goods, the usual. And my dad was watching like Masters stuff. And then, yeah, then we went to Moab for 2.5, kind of like 2 full days, yeah. if you really think about it.
2 full days total. Yeah. Cause it was half day, full day.
Yeah. Dude, I already want to go back to Moab.
Moab is tight. No wonder everyone says Moab is the greatest like national park in Utah. I'm like,
Oh, really?
I've heard that. Yeah. That it's like that area is just like,
yeah.
Cause it's so different.
I did love Zion a lot though.
I mean, Zion is cool.
Especially cause the little town right there too, that remember we stayed there and we like walked to the different restaurants. Do you remember?
Yeah. Down that era. Yeah. Where we stayed did you stay in the Airbnb, right?
It wasn't Airbnb. It was like the little inn hotel ran by that lady.
Yeah.
Okay. You were looking at me like you did not know what I was talking about.
No.
So like I did like Zion too. Zion's a really beautiful national park.
So just because you're saying Zion, that's what I was thinking when you thought I was not understanding. So the locals call it Zion.
Oh yeah.
Like lion.
Zion.
But like everyone who's not from here calls it Zion.
Yeah. So I need to start saying Zion.
We need to be Utahns.
I'm a Utah. Zion.
Zion.
Honestly, every national park in Utah is amazing.
Yeah.
All five. Like,
it's very
they're
true.
All very unique and different. And I mean, to some extent, like they have similar vibes, but they're still like their own thing.
Yeah.
But I guess Moab is great because you have two national parks right there. You know?
And like Capitol Reef is not far either.
No, probably like an hour.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was awesome. We, you know, honestly, because we were there such a short time, we kind of just did like the main attractions, like Delicate Arch, Mesa Arch, like the big popular ones. And then we did some really cool hikes. Like the Aztec Butte hike was really cool.
That was fun.
It's kind of like a little bit of rock climbing.
Yeah, look at you, little billy goat.
I'm a little billy goat. I don't know what they say.
You know what they say.
I'm a billy goat. Yeah. it was great. Great trip. We walked around Moab a little bit. The pups got to do a little bit of adventuring.
Yeah, that was the first time Willow's been on a trip.
I know.
First time she did all right. She's a barker. We got to try and figure that out with her. And I don't know if it's anxiety or if it's...
I think it's her trying to protect herself.
Yeah.
Because it's like... It's two things. Her trying to protect herself and then also like her wanting to play with other dogs.
Right.
So she like is barking like, play with me. And it's like, Willow, we're at a restaurant.
Yeah. You need to keep it down, girl.
Yeah. Like outside on the patio. And I'm like, Willow, we are not going to be that dog that just barks nonstop.
But she's still a baby.
She really doesn't bark nonstop. Yeah. She just like barks and she has a yippy bark right now.
Right. She's still a baby. We got a lot of training. It's her first time out and about. So we just got to get her used to all the environmental like
for sure.
sounds and people and knowing the cues of like when to not bark and when it's okay to bark.
Yeah. When to play and when not to play.
Right. So
for sure.
She did really well.
We're so used to Waffle, who's like the most perfect angel, literally does nothing wrong and is so precious and like quiet and perfect and well-behaved. And then like, she's just not.
she's so freaking cute. Yeah, she's got a lot of learning to do.
You're like, gosh, Willow, you're the worst. And then she like looks up at you and you're like, oh my God, you're the best cute little baby ever.
Just melts you to pieces.
She really does.
Yeah.
So yeah, overall... It was a great trip.
Yeah.
If you want more specifics of exactly what we did, I did save a little recap to my highlights. So there's a Moab highlight if you want more specifics.
Yeah.
And then we came back and we did a little Snowcella, baby.
Yeah, that was so fun.
So there was five couples.
Yeah.
five couples, three with babies, and like all pretty much newborns, all under
two of them were born on the same day.
Crazy. Yeah. 2 8-month olds. Yeah. They literally, and they gave birth at the same hospital. Yeah. Like they were like, we were like rooms down from one another.
High-fiving as they were giving birth.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we made it to the hospital. And they were like, wait, we did too. What room are you? Like they literally were so close to each other.
That's
and
it's
like,
wild.
That's crazy. So yeah, two were 8 months old. The other was 4 months old. But yeah, we all got to the mountain super early. Didn't need to because it was not very busy since it's spring. It was like a 55 degree day, which it honestly, it felt
so warm.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was so nice.
And so we like kind of did like a tailgate. Like we all parked our cars, had like a big open area in between them, had a little, what's it called? Pergola? Not pergola.
What?
What was the like? The little shade thing.
Like the tent. I can't, I'm blanking right now too.
Not important. And we like had chairs all set up, music
awning.
Going.
Awning.
An awning.
There it is.
Yeah, we had a little awning. So we had some shade. Chairs set up, music going, food. We grilled out. Like it was so fun. And we would do baby shifts. So like the girls all stayed back while the guys went out and skied for a couple hours. And then we switched. The guys stayed with the babies. Girls went out and skied. And then one more switch. The guys went back out one more time. And then we just hung out for like a couple of hours just chilling. We were there from like what? Like 8 a.m. to...
Yeah.
Probably like 7. 6 or 7.
Six, yeah. Probably 6. It was
full
a
day.
It was a solid day.
Yeah. But it was so fun. It was like just good company.
Yeah.
Good, great weather.
Great skiing for being spring season.
Yeah, know? It actually like, was pretty good.
It was like Blair at one point was just skiing with her dress on, like nothing. I'm like,
and I wasn't. I did have a jacket in my video. I took the jacket off, but I wore my ski jacket with it. But like my legs weren't even cold.
Yeah,
like it was so nice.
It was such a
once
nice
the sun came out, it was like
we were all dressed up. So Snowcella, yeah, we were all dressed up. We didn't say that, but everyone had their own little costumes or Hawaiian. Blair was in a dress. I was wearing a coffee cup. I was wearing my Chili's outfit. You know whatever that means, but just wearing
outfit.
A Chili shirt.
Yeah,
but
you had your denim jacket with it too.
So we were all decked out. It was fun. Yeah, it was just an awesome time.
It was a good day.
I hope we get to hang out with them more too. So
for sure. I will say, so I actually, one of the moms, Jillian, who is one of Luke's really good friends, grew up together and did all these things together in life. And then now here we are in Utah together.
Here we are.
And I went this week, her and her baby, I was like, let's go take pictures. So we went to the Capitol because it was supposed to be like spring, like the cherry blossoms were blooming. I think we might have barely missed the blooming. I don't know, because they were like not the best. But I was like, let's go take some pictures. And because she also was saying like, she was like, I feel like I constantly take photos of Chase and Ray and I never get pictures. Like there's never pictures of me. It's like, my boob is out because I'm breastfeeding or something, you know? And so I was like, let's go take some pictures and, you know, but we were talking about like their friend group, like those three couples that hang out all the time and they all have the newborns. I'm like, that must be so nice. Like you're all in the exact same stage of life. Uh-huh. Like, because, and she was like, it makes it so much easier because it's not like, oh, well we have to leave at 6 because we need to start bedtime. Like she's like, we're all on the same page. Like we plan around, like we all know the babies do this and that, you know. And I was like, gosh, that must be nice. So all that to say, if we decide we want a kid, we need to get some friends in and be like, all right, y'all,
let's start having
pregnancy pack. We're all doing this together. I don't want to have to be the one to leave the party early. I want us to all be on the same page.
Right. That is pretty
cool. Start the party at 2 p.m. Yeah.
So. Darties only.
Exactly. But it was cute to see them all together and be like, oh wow, look at kids are kind of cute.
Kids
sometimes.
Are kind of cute sometimes.
So yeah, we had the photo shoot, which was really fun. What else have we been up to this week?
Honestly, not.
Speaking of Snowcella, I will say, side note, Coachella, the real thing happened.
Oh yeah.
And Tay Tay was there. Tay Tay and Travis.
Right.
Of course, you know, I have to bring it up. Here's the thing. This is why the Swifties are so excited about their relationship is because her past relationship with Joe, they never were seen in public. They were always hiding. If they would go to a restaurant and leave, there's videos where like he's actually running in front of her. dragging her, running, sprinting into the van, jumping in the van so like paparazzi couldn't get a photo. Like he was very like so secretive. So now that like she is just getting to go to Coachella and stand in the crowd, you can tell that like she is loving every second of like kind of feeling like a normal person.
Yeah.
Obviously, to some extent, she's never going to feel like a normal person because yeah, she's sure. at Coachella and every phone is pointed towards her. Yeah. Like she can't even dance with her man without everyone taking videos of it. But just being able to like go out in public and do that sort of stuff. They go to dinner all the time and they're just like walking around. They're sitting at a restaurant in LA. Like there's paparazzi, of course, taking their photos from super far away. But like to her, it like feels normal, I'm sure. And I'm like, I think that's why people are so happy is like, just getting to see her like live life and not have to hide,
yeah.
you know, because that's what she did for so long. Also, somebody said this morning, because her new album comes out. Oh, my gosh. When this podcast comes out, the new album will be out. Oh, my gosh. How are y'all feeling?
Oh, my gosh.
But somebody said, because people are speculating like this is going to be a Joe breakup album, you know. Apparently people,
I don't know, but keep going.
Apparently people leaked that people have started leaking the album. They got their vinyls early. And people, I have no fact to this, could be totally wrong, but people are saying that there's actually only like two songs about Joe. And there's actually more songs about her quick little relationship with Maddie Healy than there are about Joe. And somebody, this is like a group chat I'm in, and somebody said that like
Maddie Healy is the lead singer of 1975, which I love. So.
Yeah. But they had like a quick little fling. But I feel like he did her dirty. So if that's, I think that's why there could be. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he, apparently, once again, who knows? I'm not friends with Taylor. I didn't ask her. Apparently, he just like totally ghosted her one day.
Oh, wow.
Like they were like hanging out, doing all the things. And he just ghosted her. So there's apparently some beef there. But all that to say.
Wonder why.
Supposedly, someone said there was like. That Joe was just kind of like their relationship was just kind of like it was kind of boring. Yeah. So there wasn't really too much to write about. Once again, who said
kind of boring? That sucks.
Who said that? Fact check. I don't know. Yeah. But apparently Joe was boring
for 6 years. Dang.
But I see him being like, I don't think he's like boring, but I think he was just like safe. He right. treated her well. Yeah, I'm sure right. the nice guy. But he does seem kind of boring. And I'm like, now freaking look at her with the least boring guy ever.
Yeah, who's true.
Just, Viva Las Vegas. And they're just dancing at Coachella. Like, I'm like, she just seems so happy. And yeah. I love it. She looks like she's like a high school girl in love for the first time in all the
Good
videos. And it looks so happy. It looks so cute.
Happy for him.
Also, do you know? Yeah, you do. Renee Rapp. She's the girl from... Oh my gosh, what's that show we watched? College, Sex Lives of College Girls or whatever. The Four Girls.
I think I kind of, yeah.
You definitely know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Anyways.
I don't, yeah, I know, but I don't know.
The show?
No, I know the show, but I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, she was like the blonde girl, but she plays Regina George in Mean Girls.
Mm.
The new Mean Girls. Anyways, she's like blowing up right now. She's a singer. She's really good.
Nice.
She also brought Kesha out on stage for Coachella and it was really good.
Wow.
They sang TikTok, which, you know, all the stuff with P. Diddy.
Is that, yeah, what about, I know.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Oh. So they were like, they changed the lyrics and it was like, wake up in the morning like F. P. Diddy. And they like yelled that.
Get out.
Did a middle finger. Yeah.
Wow. Totally didn't even, yeah, I forgot that song. Said
little,
that.
Yeah, so a little lyric change, but it was like iconic. And then Lana Del Rey brought out Billie Eilish too. And then Justin Bieber performed with somebody too.
Oh, nice.
So lots of collabs. I feel like that's the fun part about Coachella and Stagecoach is when they like bring out special guests.
Party hanging out, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, exciting weekend at Coachella.
So fun. Glad we could be there and hang out at Coachella. Love seeing Taylor. Love seeing Travis.
Me and
Tay-Tay
were dancing in the crowd together.
So great.
Yeah. No, but in all honesty, it was a great week.
Yeah.
Great 2 weeks, I guess.
It was, yeah.
We have an exciting week ahead, too. We're hosting our first dinner party. Woo! With like five other couples. It's going to be really
fun. 10 peeps. Oh, man. It's going
to
be so good.
Speaking of, we need to get a game, considering I called it a game night, and we don't have games.
We have cornhole.
That's a game, but Yeah, we could also play fishbowl. That's always a good one.
What's that?
Where you like, remember we played it with my mom and all her, or my parents and all their friends. And it's like the bowl and you, everyone writes a word and puts it in and you have to like describe it. And then you have to
like everyone's on teams and stuff. Yeah, yeah, we could do that too. Yeah.
That's a fun group game. Cool. But yeah, fun weekend ahead. Luke's new song comes out next Friday. Woo! Luke's on day shift.
Jason day shift.
Lots of exciting things coming up.
Super stoked. So, super stoked. Spring's here. It's getting warmer. Yeah.
I know. I'm sad the snow is gone.
I know.
Now we got to find a spring hobby.
I know.
Pickleball. I actually do want to get into pickleball now that it's warmer.
All right.
All right. Well, you guys, I hope y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah.
We love you. We're thankful for you.
Absolutely.
And we will 100% catch up with you next Friday.
Next Friday!
No more weeks off for a while. Love you guys. See you guys. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend.